Here we go. So welcome to Ageless, the podcast for 50 plus. We are not old. We are not young. We are the tweeners. And I have with me Laura Jane Layton, who is a personal coach. So could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I have been a recovering workaholic for a long time. I put myself in the hospital from just not taking time for myself. You know, you think I don't have time. I got to do all this other stuff. And then something smacks you up against the side of the head and says, no, you're taking the time.
Really? I'm finding that a lot of my podcast guests have burned out and started new careers and had to take time for themselves. And this seems to be a common theme. If you're not in a career that you should be in, that's not aligned to you, I'm finding that as well. So what did you do to...
You know, I started to allow myself to be authentic, to try and be who I really was, instead of, oh, I got to say it like this to please them, or I've got to do this to please them. I guess it was a people pleaser thing. You know, it's just like, okay, I have got to make sure I take care of me. And I started doing that one word at a time.
Okay. And if you're not authentic to yourself, as you said, it really leads to people being miserable, unhappy. And how did you start one word at a time? Like, what did you do?
You know, I started noticing the words that made me feel bad, or that made me feel less than. Right. You know, you're running between meetings, and I know we're all busy, crazy lives, and you would, one meeting would go over when the next one would start late. And there's just this massive craziness. Right. And I'd walk in and go, sorry, I'm late. And I thought, you know what? There's this, I don't know how many years ago it started going around on Facebook to stop saying sorry.
Okay.
And that was my first word. So I no longer walked in with shame that I was late.
Right.
It was, thank you for waiting for me, or thank you for getting started without me.
Right.
Let's move forward. And all of a sudden you switched from that, oh shit, oh, I forgot to ask, I could swear. Oh crap, I'm late again. They're going to fire me. They're going to hate me. These uncontrollable things that happen in our daily work lives.
Right.
And we take it as personal and shameful. But right. When you can say, I'm not sorry. Thank you for starting without me. Or thank you, you know, or you send a quick note and say, guys, I'm tied up in another meeting. I'll be there as soon as I possibly can. And you start that communication piece. And that was my first word. And I almost have gotten rid of it. I for sure no longer tell the wall sorry when I run into it.
Oh, okay.
But I used to, but it was just that habit, that thing that you just spit out when something didn't go your way. It was sorry.
Yeah, I did that. Mm-hmm. Right. So,
you know, and once you master one word, it's what other words make me feel not so good.
Okay.
And I started working on the word don't. Let's get rid of that.
Okay.
It's like, remember there's a meeting. Not don't forget about the meeting. It's remember. You're giving them power. You're not telling them they're bad and they're forgetful. You're not telling yourself you're bad or forgetful. You're just saying, I'm going to remember. And it just change that little teeny tiny power,
right?
Where you're not beating yourself up anymore. Like I call it silencing that inner bully, that bully that says you're always late, you don't know how to do anything.
It's silencing your inner critic.
Yeah.
And it gives you stress when you say don't. You feel the stress coursing through yourself. I could feel it. Like, don't, you know. And then if you change a word, it calms you, helps you move forward in a more positive light.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a whole mess of ones and I've done it one word at a time. It's like, okay, I'm going to start here and I'm going to do this for a week. And then I'm going to, if it feels good, you know, maybe it doesn't, maybe it's the same. So you don't have to worry about it. But if it takes that stress, you know, which one I like the best. And for all your busy executive women out there, is to quit saying, I don't have time.
Okay.
Because we take that as almost this immediate, I don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
If you just switch that up just a little bit and say, you know what, I have got other priorities I've got to take care of first, and I can make time for this later.
Okay.
Doesn't that feel different?
Yeah.
Like, I've got other priorities right now, and I've got to make sure that those get done to the quality I want them.
Right.
And then I will work on this other thing. Nobody has more than 24 hours a day.
Right.
We all have different crazy busy lives that we have priorities for.
Right. But
if you can just say, I have other priorities. Same with money. Oh, I don't have the money for that. Oh, wait, you do.
Okay.
You know what? One day I spent $500,000 overnight. Did I have the money for it? No.
Okay.
But my health was more important.
Okay.
At one hospital, all of a sudden, yep, I got the money for it. I'm going to take care of me. So if we change that one also to have other priorities I need to do with my money right now, that doesn't come from a part of scarcity. When we are approaching things like, I don't have,
right,
it's very negative on our bodies.
Right.
So switch it up. I choose instead of I have to. Oh, I'm just going to give you all of them. No more I have to. I could just set it today. Oh, I have to get breakfast. No, I was choosing to get breakfast.
Right.
That was my choice.
Like keeping that muscle, that mind muscle, you have to keep reminding yourself to use it and keep those negative thoughts out.
Oh, and I just stop right in the middle. I don't care if I'm talking to someone. It's like, whoops, uh-huh, I'm changing that. Because I...
With the scarcity of money. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, mm-hmm, go.
Well, with the scarcity of money, people feel like they put out that lack. You have to say, I have the money. I'm going to get the money. And don't feel that that fear that keeps you in lack. You know, as you were saying, you spent the $500,000 and you took care of yourself.
Yeah. One night stay at the hospital and a surgery. Done. It's like, you just kind of like, okay, was it worth it? I probably should have done something years. Now that's another word we get rid of, it should have.
That was my dad's mantra. He taught us, shoulda, woulda, coulda. It took me years to get rid of shoulda. That word is a curse.
And it still comes out, but I work on it.
Uh-huh.
And I allow it to change. Like I could have, or, but you know what? I didn't. So what am I dealing with now?
Right. You know what I learned to do instead of I should have or I didn't do that? You did it. So you say, I did that. That helps. Yeah.
You know, I like that. That's really powerful. Like, mm-hmm, I didn't take care of myself. Now I am.
And I did. And then you feel good about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I changed my mindset to allow it. Do you want to know some of my other ones I hate? Oh, I don't hate anything. But the one of the ones I tried to get
dislike,
rid of.
Dislike. Go ahead.
Is the word just. Drives me nuts when somebody comes by and goes, I just came by to say hi. And I go, okay. Bye.
Okay.
Is that really all you came by for? What else did you really come by for? And
right.
So I started saying, I came by to say hi because I miss you. Or I come by to say hi because I want you to know you're special.
Right.
And change that one little thing into a relationship building. Not, I just come by to say hi.
Just as limiting as well. Yes. So, you know, add to it or take it out.
Yes, you add whatever you want, but you can just say, I came by to say hi. That works.
Yes.
You know, it's when we limit it. It's like you were coming from a position of, what is the word I'm thinking of? Not shyness, but apprehensive. You know, when you say, I just came by.
Right. And minimizing yourself.
Right. And why not be proud?
Right.
I wanted to say hi. Mm-hmm. That's why I came by to see you.
Right.
And it just, it would make the other person feel special too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really good. What are the other ones?
I can just keep on going. So get your list down. Okay. Start writing. We did sorry, don't. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. And just.
Yeah.
But, oh, and not enough money, not enough time. So we've already covered 7 things that you can change. Do them one at a time. Pick the one you find yourself saying the most.
Right.
Do it first. You know, we don't want to have to fix everything in one day. Let's fix it one word at a time and let's master it or get it close enough where you know to stop and restart. But here's another one.
Okay.
When you're asking somebody, why?
Okay.
Why did you do that?
All right.
What do you just feel like? When I just said that to you, what did you feel?
You feel defensive that you have to, I hate that. Well,
how many times do we say that to ourselves? Oh, yeah. Why'd I drop that? Oh, why'd I do that? Oh, we say it all the time. Why not switch it up to how?
Okay.
How did I come up with that? What were the circumstances that led me to this? How do I change this?
Okay.
Instead of, why'd you do that?
Right. Right.
Well, just like, well, just think how much more powerful that is. Even if you were to a spouse or a kid or a friend, why are you late?
Oh, right.
You know, I'm so glad to see you.
Right.
All we have to say, and it empowers them to be with you, want to be with you, because you make them feel good and not guilty.
Exactly. And yourself too. I am single and I've dated and I've gotten guys that were angry, guys that were mad. I seem to gravitate to them and that's ending. But I would always think, why did I say that? If I didn't say that, the relationship might have gone a better way. No. You learned that it wasn't going to go a better way. Never say, why did you say that in a relationship to yourself?
Oh, do your best to not do it, even not in a relationship.
Exactly.
It's you. We don't have to second guess ourselves and beat ourselves up. We can empower ourselves. Like, I understand I just fell. How can I prevent that?
Right.
Change it into why do you always trip? Well, why are you always spilling your coffee? It's like, oh, I'm going to start using a coffee cup with a lid.
Right.
Like, let's find a solution instead of beating ourselves up.
That is wonderful. I already feel better. It's just little things. We're like sponges.
Right. You know? And you're not changing the voice. You're not saying, shut up, go away. But you're being friendly. You're talking to yourself like you do your best friend. And that's why I say silence that bully and become your own best friend. You can say positive things to yourself and not be arrogant or, you know, what are all those other things, you know, that you, I don't, if I say I'm beautiful, then maybe I have a too big an ego.
No.
And you know what? Who's to say what beauty is? Do I like how I feel today? I feel beautiful.
Right.
And that doesn't matter what anybody else thinks, right?
Right.
So when you feel it and you own it, that gives you that power.
Yes. And it also helps you with health, because if you feel good about yourself, your health improves. It's so related. It really is. Do you find that?
My life has totally, I'm probably at 100 degrees now. I'm not quite to the 180, but
Oh, yeah.
I'm still turning, But I have refocused my life,
Okay.
take time for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I do reword myself all the time when I feel like I am saying something that isn't like I would talk to my best friend. I change it
Right.
because I want to be okay with who I am right now. Right now, today, I'm perfect.
Right,
I
we
am
are.
on the right path.
Yes, and that's mindfulness. You have to practice mindfulness to do this.
And then let's talk about that word perfect.
Okay.
And we always like nothing's perfect. Nothing's perfect.
No.
And you go, I had a perfect day. This day gave me everything I needed today. And if you're struggling and you're down in bed sick or having a tough time, maybe it's perfect for what you needed.
Right.
Maybe our bodies needed a rest. Oh, that's another one I like to do is instead of like when someone says, oh, I was lazy all weekend, I go, you are sharpening your saw. You are resting. You are rejuvenating. You are giving yourself the rest that every mechanical device out there needs a rest. Why wouldn't our human bodies also need a rest?
Right. Don't feel lazy about time. I'm on
Like
weekend for
I've
yourself.
rejuvenated this weekend. I
Right.
enjoyed some, I binge watch some Netflix, whatever it is that makes you feel that, okay, I can do this again.
Right. So what were you before this? You're a personal coach. What did you do before this?
I have worked in corporate America for 30 something years.
Wow.
And I did it. I didn't just, I was a project manager. I always don't want to come, you want to not be threatening to somebody.
Right.
But I've been in vice president roles. I've been in director roles. I've been in
Oh.
peon roles. I've been in them all, and I love them all. I always said my job was to ask you what you needed help done, and then I tell you to do it. That's what a project manager does, right?
Right.
I don't want to do anything else. Yes, there's a lot of other stuff, organizing, but I started doing this while I was still employed. I
Okay.
just retired a year ago. So I chose, my life now is where I want it to be. I'm going to help other people do this too.
Right.
So I turned my life around while I was employed, while I still had children at home and worked nine
Oh,
to nine.
that is rough.
And so it's doable. You can do it. And it is refreshing. You feel lighter.
Right.
And I'm going to go a little bit with self-care. Is that okay?
Oh, go ahead. That's what we do here.
Yeah. So I want you to really think about your self-care and just contemplate, what did I do today or yesterday or last week for me?
Right.
And let's pretend like we're a car. I can wash the car. I can put pretty shiny stickers on the outside so it looks really cool. I can get the best, fanciest looking color that I want. But if I don't have an engine and I don't fill it with gas and I don't do the oil changes, what good is it?
Right.
We are human beings that are here to do. We
Right.
do things. And if we don't take the time to fill up our tank with gas, and if we don't take the time to do the oil change or to rotate the tires and all those things, I don't care how snazzy your car is, it's going to sit in the garage.
Yes.
And I really want us to start thinking about, did I fill up this tank of gas? I got to go to work for a week. If I didn't get it filled up, if I only had time to get $5 in, I'm going to be stopping in the middle of the week to fill me up again.
Right.
So what are you doing to make sure you have the energy to keep on going?
Right. And that would be maybe meditation, alone time for yourself, of course, going somewhere.
Yeah, nature, pets, walks. Yeah. It can even be music.
Yes.
It's whatever you choose, whatever fills you up.
Right. So you have to take that time. Mm-hmm. I had three kids and I was so broke back in the day that I never bought anything for myself. So spending on myself was very hard. I never felt guilty, but I just didn't do it. Just buying an expensive coffee was like an accomplishment for myself. So that as well, take time to realize you're worth it. Start treating yourself a little.
You need to feel good. If
right.
you don't feel good, we aren't our best. And
right.
if you're stopping by and like, I just need enough gas to get home, and you fill it up and then you get home. Now I just need enough to get to work, and you stop and you fill it up to get to work. You can do this every day. It doesn't have to be a full set fill up, but you'll notice when you're on empty.
Right.
That red light, ding, ding, ding. And that's when you just need to, okay, I'm going to fill up my gas all the way over the weekend so that I can go as far as I can in case of emergency or something.
Right.
Like I'm one of those people that fills my car up halfway to on a trip, whether it needs it or not, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I not do that to my body?
Right.
I depleted it completely.
Really?
And you just go,
I
could have been doing my oil changes all this time, and it would have not added up to the recovery time that you go through.
Exactly.
Like, take your pick. Do it every day. It takes longer. Or get it done so it lasts a week.
Right. Exactly. It's self-care. It's so important. And also breath work I've done, and I never thought I would like it. It's hard for me to breathe. I just don't like it. And I did it, and I felt so much better afterwards.
I love breath work. Mm-hmm. And depending on what kind you do, I'm certified coach for breath work also. But I still resort to two or three different breaths, even though I've learned them all.
Okay.
But just a standard box breath and a cleansing breath. You can do them anywhere.
Right.
At any time.
Right.
In any meeting. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You can do these. There's some breath works that you can't do in a meeting.
Right. What about the seven one? The seven in, that one? Seven in.
Are you a triangle? Are you seven in, hold seven, and release seven?
Yes.
Okay. That's a triangle. So it's equal amounts of breathing in, holding, and breathing out. A box breath is equal in, hold, out, hold. Oh. In halt. So it's a four count instead of a three count. Those two are my always. If a stress, something stressful comes up or something, that holding, so calming. You know, when you're holding with a deep breath, it just calms your soul.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
And then my cleansing breath, that's a deep breath in. Through the nose and out through the mouth. And that just somehow switches that stress hormone on my brain. It's like,
oh, yes.
And I just feel better. Two or three of those, and that really high anxiety level goes. So if you can do a count of seven or eight or 10, the box and the triangle breaths are equal parts. So if you have a low lung capacity,
right,
do three or four.
Right.
In three. So let's do one.
Okay.
Okay, exhale. Breathe in, two, three, four, five. Hold, two, three, four, five. Exhale, two, three, four, five. Hold, two, three, four, five. Inhale, one, two, three, four, five. Hold, two, three, four, five. Exhale, two, three, four, five, and hold, two, three, four. You can do that in the car. You can do that in the grocery store line. You can do that in the middle of the meeting. You can do it in bed. Nobody will know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you feel now?
I feel wonderful. I feel relaxed.
It's like, it's funny that those are my three go-tos. There's so many breaths out there that you can learn and are very exhilarating.
Yes.
But my go-to is reduce the stress. I don't need more exhilaration.
No.
And so I go to those three all the time.
I have a hard time breathing in. What is that? I can hold, I can do the whole, but breathing in, I'm a little bit challenged.
Is it the deepness or
like they won't
trying to expand the diaphragm?
Yes.
I don't think I would want to try and guess what it is, but I bet. Have you gotten better with regular breathing exercises?
Not really.
I think I would love to do some research on that because it's interesting.
Is it?
I think most people have a hard time on the empty breath, holding it for a count of whatever the equal one is.
Of everyone. I'm telling you.
Then you can stick with the triangle breaths because that's going to really practice that deep hold.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I'm an athlete, so breathing in should be easy. I don't understand. That could have something to do with it. I'm used to just from running.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Do you mostly breathe through your nose?
I don't think so.
I think I'd start there. Practice breathing through your nose.
Mm-hmm.
There's, I think the book is just called Breathe.
Okay.
But there was a study done of mouth breathing and nose breathing and the health benefits.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty interesting, but this guy goes through the extent of taping his mouth at night.
Mm-hmm.
So he's forced to breathe through his nose, which then it's cleaner air because your nose is built for the breathing. It's got the hairs and the stuff to cleanse the breath,
mm-hmm.
where our mouth doesn't have that.
Oh, okay. So that is so interesting, breath work. I'm going to start really studying it more. It is just, it's like a miracle cleanse as well. I love it.
Oh, I don't do a podcast interview without some cleansing breaths because to me, it lets go of the brain. My brain wants to be in control. It wants to be in control and just... That blow, that hard force out of the mouth,
mm-hmm.
drops me into my heart, drops me into more of a feeling state than the brain. And I love that feeling. It's like.
And then it's calming.
Yes.
Yes.
And you can do the ohms with it too.
That is so great. And you can do it with meditation if you cannot. Concentrate because you'll be concentrating on the breath.
You know, the whole thing is that it helps you to stay in focus because all meditation mm-hmm. is a way to be present,
to be here
right now. And when you can think of those sensations, just do it right now. Just breathe in through your nose. What do you feel? Does it feel warm? Does it feel cool? Does it, if you focus on that feeling, it feels so good because you're not thinking in your brain. You're not thinking about what I need to do tomorrow or what I need to do in 10 minutes. You're thinking about the feeling of a nice, beautiful breath.
Oh my goodness. I feel like doing breath work for the rest of the day.
You know what? We do breathe all day long, but it's when it's a conscious breath, when you become present with it. And that presence is that mindful state of, I want to be right now, right here.
Right. That is so amazing. And what else do you do?
Oh, you know, us aging people, we take care of grandkids. We take care of our parents. We take care of everybody but ourselves.
Right.
And now I have a myself practice. Oh, I have a book. It's not on Amazon. It's self-published, but it is called The Essential Art of Spiritual Bathing.
Okay.
And it goes through how to do an intentional bath. We all cleanse. We all, you know, you're going to take a bath every once in a while to relax. You're going to shower. You're going to do all these things we do every day. But they're just muscle memory. They're just things we do.
Right.
But when you take that moment to make it intentional, I am going to do this bath. And I've got the bath salts and all the different properties that they do, all the different essential oils, reason for the essential art of what they're good for in the spiritual, not the physical realm, but that spiritual realm.
Right.
And what do you want to create? We can go make our own bath salts. We can put a cup of this stuff in the water, and you are sitting there now intentionally creating a situation. I am intentionally going to relieve my anxiety.
Right.
And it's, I'm letting go of those things that are worrying, those things that are in my brain. And you can do a little affirmation and just enjoy the process.
Yes.
Enjoy. And
I know. So beautiful. It's
even eating. You can mindfully eat. But no, most of the time we're in the car driving between two busy meetings and shoveling it in as fast as we can. And it's just taking that moment of mindfulness. And that's the same thing with all the word changes are. It's a mindfulness.
Yes.
How can I be the best to me right now?
Yes. And there's lavender bath salts you can use. And I put flowers in them, chamomile, oils, and a little glitter.
Yep. And
it made, in the heat, it made like a sparkling arc. It was just so beautiful. You can create so much bath salts yourself.
Oh, it's so easy. Look online. You know, it's a cup of this and a cup of that. Actually, it's not cups of everything, just the Epsom salts.
Yes.
But I love to add the color.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a porous tub, it may permanently change it, but I don't care.
Right. We don't care.
But those colors mean something, even if all you know are the chakras.
Right.
And you really feeling unsafe, turn your bathwater red.
Okay.
If you're really having a hard time communicating, your bathwater blue.
Right.
It's what is that chakra color? And what does it help cleanse or fix that blockage?
Right.
You know, if you're feeling unloved, if your heart hurts because it's lonely, make it green.
Green, yes.
So it's like you can do this. It's so simple. But you're doing it intentionally instead of just hurrying up, taking a shower or a bath.
Yes. I'm going to do that in the shower.
You know, there's a thing called shower bombs.
Yes.
And they're great to add that fragrance to your shower. And so you can, like, if you're doing the lavender because you want that peace and that safety. And lavender is that great can do anything oil, right?
Yes.
It's like, I want my life to be smooth today. And that lavender smell can help you throughout the day. Have you ever seen, I don't know, can you see my camera? Can you see?
Yes, I can see.
Little inhalants?
Yes.
You put in essential oil in it. Mm-hmm. And whatever the intention is that you set with your bath and your shower, put the same smell in.
Mm-hmm.
Inhalant. And then what that does, quick little release anytime, yeah. Anywhere. I use peppermint in the car because it's good for keeping the mind stimulated.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm stressed, this one's peppermint because it's at my desk. But yeah, it's just that way of bringing that smell. That there was a study done of children, and it didn't matter what scent it was when they were studying. They inhaled a scent.
Okay.
And when they went to take the test, the ones that took the scent with them and had that in the testing room scored better than the ones without, because it added that other dimension to the learning process, and it went to the test with you. So anytime you set an intention, whether it's a worry stone or a crystal or affirmation, anything that you can add to that you can take with you, a totem or a smell.
Right.
It just takes it with you all day long.
Yes. I love that so much. I love amethyst. I've never liked amethyst in my life. It would seem to me too common. And I went to this place, Crystal Connections, and sat in an amethyst chair. And the jolts that went through me after I felt healed. It did something to me. After that, I'm in love with amethyst and I want that chair.
They're not cheap.
I think it was $11,000. The guy goes, I said, how much? He goes, it's $11,000. It's the price of a small car, but you know. And I was like, I know.
There's a lot of people that do copper pyramids also.
Okay.
Because the energy that the copper produces, and if you sit in the center of, it's just a four, just the four sticks of copper, and then the square on the bottom. If you sit in the center of that, it does almost what the amethyst would, a little bit less money.
Oh, really? I think I'll have to look into that, because that was, and it doesn't matter how I was feeling. I went there, I was drained. I'd worked out. I really hadn't eaten. I was taking care of a neighbor's daughter, trying to help her. She was an ex-heroin addict. I brought her to the Crystal place, and I had a UTI, and I sat in that chair and I felt so good, and I started to heal the UTI.
Amethyst is a great healing stone, and it that shows you the magnitude of how quick some of these natural healings can work.
Yes.
And it's like, I have that book called The Crystal Bible. It's like, what do I need?
Yeah.
What do I need to add?
That book is amazing. You can read that book forever.
Oh, it's a reference, like having in the olden days when you needed a dictionary. We don't need them nowadays. We have Google, but
right.
It's just nice to have it all in one little place, and you don't have to go. I guess you can always Google it too, but I have my Bible.
Yes. I post little things in my group, the Sparkling Mystic, my crystals and my little things like that every day. So yes, I totally believe in that. I'm also a Reiki healer. They have a mat that you can put over your massage table filled with chakra crystals or amethyst, and they plug it in and it's heated. Oh my goodness.
I have a Reiki table downstairs, and I have the different frequency wands, kind of like a tuning fork. And many of the crystals and stuff that you can use with it. But I don't have the mat. I'm going to have to look into this. My husband and I are both Reiki masters.
Oh, okay. It's hard for me to get customers. I'm upstate New York, so it's a summer crowd, but
yeah. We use it on each other.
Oh,
we don't need have clients coming in our house. I know. And we did it on our dog when she was dying. Mm-hmm. It's just giving her that peace, just some energy to help her make it through another day.
Yes. Oh boy. That is rough. I know. So do you have anything else to share that you'd like to share? I feel so calm.
That's because we breathed.
I know.
Or whatever the right acronym of that is. Breathe. Yeah. We breath worked. No, I don't. I have so much that I just have a huge passion about. Okay. And the one that is that has made my life the biggest change was changing the way I talk to myself.
Okay.
And all the other stuff just kind of fit in with it. You know, it's the same time frame I got my Reiki, same time I got my breath work, my trauma yoga, all that, you know, all those things that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But it's not what I do.
Right.
It's what I did. Okay. It's right. What I did in the process of finding who I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I really love helping people find that word that they can switch up today and move forward.
Okay. And that really, that does help. I just have one question. Say that you have something that you feel like you can't conquer. Maybe your car keeps breaking down and you can't afford it, or your house needs fixing and you can do it. So you have to change it to you can, even if it looks insurmountable. So if you change those words, does it help you? It will help you to, it will affect the situation differently.
I am a firm believer in manifestation and that the words that we say are the things that come true.
Okay.
And so if I tell you, oh, my car keeps breaking down, mm-hmm. what did I just tell you? My car is not going to function.
Right.
But if I say something of, I'm experiencing some car issues at the time, I will get through it.
Right, right.
So I'm not, my car's not breaking down. That's finite. You know, that kind of like links it in there, but I'm experiencing some car issues.
Right.
We will get through it.
Right.
And that way it's not holding on to it. I did the same with my body, same with anything else. I don't have a headache. I'm experiencing some pain in my head at the moment.
Right.
Because I don't want to hold on to that have.
Right. Right. Well, the breath work, with that little breath work we did, got rid of my sore throat.
Oh, that is so awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. So yes, I'd like people to know also that it can change it, not just yourself, a situation that you're in, the changing the words and your inner bullying, your inner thoughts. So it goes, it's very powerful.
I've seen it change people's lives.
And
sure, there's a lot of things that do. It's not the only thing that will change your life.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have the power to live your best life.
Yes.
And start with being kind to you.
Right. Exactly. So start with being kind to you. And that's your advice.
When I'm nice to myself, it's easier to be nice to somebody else.
Well, that's what they say. The people that are nice are nice. People that are mean to themselves are mean to others. And we need more kindness. We really do. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Tammy.
You're welcome. Thank you. Where can people find you?
Almost anywhere you can find me, Lara Jane Layton. It's all you need to remember. My podcast is the Laura Jane Layton Show. All my social media is Laura Jane Layton. My website's Laura Jane Layton. Pretty easy.
Laura Jane Layton. Okay, everyone. Thank you so much for being on. And that will be the end of Ageless Today.